Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Please subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. Check out all the other things there at our website. And don't forget to take our poll question. We like to know what you think about different things. We ask a different question every week. And when you give us your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going instantaneously with your vote. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. But you can also find all the things that Sam Norwood and I have talked about over the last more than 9 years, as he's been a member of our Brain Trust. He's a senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Sam, thank you for the green arrows. I feel better already. In the previous segment, we talked about the overall business conditions being, you know, green, green, green. And another part of this report is, and I'm sure that one of the main reasons why we got so much green is order backlogs are up. This means that there's stuff in the pipeline.
Exactly. These are orders on hand for future delivery. And a lot of people who are not familiar with order backlogs or don't operate with order backlogs, the backlog name sounds sort of negative, but actually it just means orders have come in that have not yet been either delivered or performed. And so that's a good indication. It's a tangible indication of what's coming in the next near term, usually within the next month to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And they're up. It looks good. Not all businesses, retail businesses, for example, don't have order backlogs. But for those that do, this is a very good sign.
Well, no question about it. And I don't know. When I travel around and when I talk to small business owners, Sam, I get a mixed bag. We surveyed companies the other day on our website, our audience on the website and on the newsletter, to ask them, and we got the majority. A little more than 60% said that they were expecting to have a better year in 11 than the previous year. In fact, about 80% said it was at least going to be as good, and more than half said better. But then I get email from people saying, you know, I don't know what those people are talking about. We're dying here, you know, and so it's kind of a mixed bag across the way there. But I do think overall, if you can, you know, if my company's not good, macro, looking at the economy, macro is cold comfort, isn't it? But
well,
if
you know, you can if the average temperature in Atlanta is 75 degrees throughout the year, you can still get cold in
that's right,
in February.
That's right. So exactly. So there's still plenty of people out there hurting. This is not a, this is for some reason, this is a tide. This is an economically improving tide that's not floating all boats, isn't it?
Correct. And I would say that we are seeing a broadening of the, we're not, you know, fully there, but a broadening of the number of businesses that are showing improvement by virtue of the fact that we're seeing fewer businesses indicating that things are getting worse. And so that to us says, well, if fewer are seeing things getting worse, then there's a broadening of the recovery. It doesn't hit every business in the same way every time, but it is broadening, and eventually it'll catch most people.
Right.
We hope.
Right. So that's the back orders. Our capital expenditures are flat currently, but up for the next 60 days, and I'm a little surprised at that because, I guess there's not really any tax reason for accelerating capital expenditures at the year end these days, are there? I mean, I guess most people believe that their taxes are going to be the same next year and as they are this year. I think they're going to get that worked out. So what do you think, Sam?
Well, I think the capital expenditures will fluctuate month to month a good bit, but fundamentally what we see is people are spending, making commitments for systems upgrades and deferred maintenance, deferred projects. They're not so much adding to capacity, but they are catching up on the things that they need to do because in our new conservatism, a lot of businesses, not everybody, but a lot of businesses are accumulating cash, getting some comfort, getting their debt down, just as individuals are. And with that, they're feeling a little more comfortable about the outlook and are beginning to turn loose the purse strings on doing projects they know they need to do to remain competitive
and
in
this,
the coming year.
And this has a direct impact on the employment levels.
Well, it does, in a good and a bad way. The good news is that for those who provide capital equipment and for those who provide systems work and that kind of thing, it's good news. A lot of this is being spent on labor-saving, efficiency-driven projects. So it is, in a way of extending the improvements in productivity that we've seen over the last 2 years.
Right. Well, and this is impacting the cyclical unemployment because the increase in productivity through technology, which is what these capital expenditures largely are, it's affecting cyclical unemployment because as companies have been forced to focus more on technology, on innovation, and on automation. Instead of hiring new people, as they've been forced more to do that because of the economic conditions, they found a comfort level with that. So that's hurting the cyclical part of it. But there's also that structural part. And that's where people, aren't qualified for the jobs that are out there. And that's, we're going to talk about that a little bit with Sam Norwood after these messages. He's with TatumLLC.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.